Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Please be seated if you can and be finding the little book of Philemon. The little book of Philemon. How many of y'all have a Bible today? Raise that Bible up. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I like that. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. We need to have adult Bible drill. We need to start that up in here. Y'all will find Philemon about the time we get done. Amen. All right. When you find Philemon, please stand to your feet as we honor the reading of God's Word, if you can. Our theme this year is an open door in 24, and this little book of 25 verses is going to tie right into that theme. All right. Verse 1 in Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus. Man, what a title that is for a man. A prisoner of Christ Jesus. And Timothy, our brother. To Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. To the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you. And peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed to have several pastors in the house today. But Pastor Jerry Jeter and his wife Kim are with us today. And where are you, Brother Jerry? There you are over there. Ask God to just bless the word today, would you, my brother? We're blessed to have y'all.
Pray. Father God, there is nothing more powerful than your word.
Hallelujah.
Father, I pray that your word would find a place in each of our hearts here today.
Yes, Father.
That it would work its power. And that we would leave this building changed.
Yes.
That we would walk out of here ready to change the world, Father. The world needs to be changed. The world needs to see your light in the dark place. Father, speak through my brother Cal. Do your work in our hearts today.
Amen. Please be seated. True story. I ran across this several years ago. There was a businessman who was really upset at the United Airlines, the airport in Denver, Colorado. His flight was being canceled, and so he gets to the gate, runs up to the counter, to the ticket window where the clerk was, and he began to throw a fit. Why has my flight been canceled? This is the most important meeting in my life that I'm going to miss. And he went on and on and on. And finally, after he was ranting and raving, he said, "Do you know who I am?" And the little clerk behind the ticket window grabbed a microphone and announced to everybody at the gate, she said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a man up here and he doesn't know who he is. If you could help us, please come forward." And the place just exploded. And he walked off rather red-faced, I might tell you. True story. But here's what I want you to know. You will find your identity in and through the local church. You will figure out who you are, why God has you here, when you get plugged into the body of Christ. Can I get a witness today? Part of the reason that God created you, number one, was for His glory, but that you might be a part of His ministry in and through the local church. And so I've entitled this message today, Church 101. And I am praying as we move through this little book of Philemon over the next 3 weeks, that you'll figure out not only who you are, but what you're all about and what God expects out of you. Amen?
Amen.
Now, having said that, let me say this. There are some very interesting people in this letter. That, by the way, Paul's writing this letter to the church in Colossae. And do you know where Paul is? He's in prison in Rome. And what's on his mind? What's on his heart? The church. And so he's writing to the church that he founded in Colossae. And so you've got Paul who is writing to Philemon. Evidently the church was meeting in Philemon's house and his wife Apphia. And so they're hosting this church in their home. And then their son Archippus was also probably one of the local pastors in one of these house churches, maybe even this one. And so there's all kinds of things going on here. But what I want you to know is this. Paul's writing to Philemon. And Philemon had a runaway slave. Now, Philemon was a slave owner. We don't agree with that, but that's the way things were then. And he'd had a slave by the name of Onesimus who'd run away from home. And he also took some of his master's possessions and wealth with him. And so he thinks he'll just go to this huge city of Rome, and that's where he winds up, thinking that, you know, nobody will find him. He's just kind of hiding out in Rome. But by the providence of God, this runaway slave Onesimus met the apostle Paul. And Leah, Onesimus got wonderfully and gloriously saved. Isn't God good? And by the way, he can find you wherever you are. And he'll run you down. You didn't go looking for him. He came looking for you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's looking. And so here's what we got, y'all. Paul's got some encouragement for Philemon and his wife who are hosting the home church there in Colossae. And it is through this wonderful letter to Philemon. And he said, I'm sending Onesimus back to you. And so in this wonderful thing that I'm calling Church 101, you're going to be able to see this morning just who you are, what your identity is in the body of Christ. So here, oh my goodness, it's a quarter till. Bless God, we better get rolling. Look again. The first thing that I've garnered from this text is the local church is diverse in its reach. Look at all these different folks here. Paul, my goodness. And let me just, I was thinking about Montgomery County when I was reading through this list of people. And, you know, Montgomery County is full of all kinds of folks. Clarksville is a different culture. We got folks from all over the world here in Clarksville. Dozens and dozens of languages are spoken right here in Clarksville. We've got American citizens here. We've got citizens of other countries here. We've got white-collar workers. We've got blue-collar workers. And we've got no-collar workers. Y'all with me? We've got military families here. We've got business families here. We've got educated folks. We've got uneducated folks. We've got sick folks. We've got healthy folks. We've got married people. We've got single people. We've got a wonderful plethora of people in our culture. Some of you, you know, some of the folks in Wayne County love to go to the ball game. And then there's some other introverts that'd rather stay home and surf the internet. You know, some of y'all like Taylor Swift, bless God. Some of y'all like Dolly Parton. I mean, Montgomery County is full of all different kinds of folks from different backgrounds. But you know what I've noticed about the good folks in Montgomery County? They all kind of stick together. Birds of a feather stick together. And they don't cross cultural boundary lines. Not so with the church. I want y'all to just kind of look around. We got a brother here from Brooklyn, New York. His name's Dwight. We got all different kinds of folks here. And that's a good thing. And there's nothing like the family of God. We've got people from different walks, different backgrounds, different walks of life, different countries, different places, different beliefs, different all kinds of. But you know what makes us better? It's our diversity. Amen. It's our diversity. We're trying to reach everybody. And there is nothing like the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've told y'all many times, y'all don't have to like me, but you do have to love me because we're going to be together a long time. This is an eternal organization right here. This is a living body. And we're trying to reach everybody. We don't call anybody here at Second Mile Church. Everybody's welcome here. I said everybody's welcome here. Bible says we're even supposed to love our enemies. Uh-oh. Yeah. So here we are. We're diverse. And our diversity is what makes us better. I'm so thankful y'all are not just all like me. It'd be horrible to see 250 folks in here with a sport coat like this on. Anyways, our diversity is what makes us stronger, what makes us better. Second thing I want to say to you is the local church is dynamic in its rationale and its purpose. I want you to see this. Now, who was the Apostle Paul? Well, man, he was a Jewish convert. Y'all know Saul's story, how he persecuted the church until he got saved. But he was an aristocrat. He was a Roman citizen. This cat could preach in just about any language that you wanted to hear. I mean, Paul, outside of the Lord Jesus, was the greatest missionary, the greatest church planner, the greatest soul winner in all of the New Testament. That's who Paul was. And he's got a young preacher by the name of Timothy. And Timothy was half Jewish and half Greek. And he's very young and impetuous. Paul wrote two letters to Timothy. And so Paul's trying to mentor young Timothy in the faith. And then you've got this wealthy, probably, man by the name of Philemon. He and his wife Apphia were hosting a church home in their house. And their son Archippus, who Paul calls a fellow soldier, and to the church in your he's probably, if he's not the pastor of this house church, he's a pastor. Because listen to this, this is all you'll find this over in Colossians chapter 4. Listen to verse 17. And say to Archippus, does that name sound familiar? Paul's writing to the church in Colossae. Here's Colossians 4 and verse 17. Say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. Let me just tell you, church, God has given every one of you a ministry. The word ministry simply means servant or service. God expects everyone in the body of Christ to fulfill the ministry that He's given them. I'm sitting here looking at Sonia. I think God has called Sonia to the nursery. I go back there and I watch her, and she just loves picking up them babies in the nursery. Holly, here's Ellen sitting over here. She and Thomas feel called to the media ministry. Bless God, I don't know why anybody would want to do that, because the only time they get recognized is when something goes wrong. You've got a ministry here. Here's two right here. They've been serving for the last 6 years with our children and our children's ministry because they felt called to that. Now they're feeling called, I think, to work with the older young people. The youth. Michael went. Anyways. God has a ministry for everybody in here. Here's the music ministry right here on this row. Andrew leads that, but Casey has stepped up. And by the way, I don't know, where is Nikki? Is Nikki here? Ohio. Well, she's in foreign country today. Nikki believes that God has called her to the music ministry. That's what she believes. She's got a man, she's going to perform her ministry. Except on August the 11th. She's up in Ohio. But anyways, and I can just go through the whole crowd. There's Lauren back here. She is our children and youth director. Hallelujah for her. She feels called to that. And then there's old Larry and Laura Vaden back there. You know, they've got a car wash and laundromat ministry. Working at the car wash. Yeah, y'all remember that song. And so they feel, Laura's going like this. Well, Laura feels called to work with the Good News Clubs. She's got a ministry in and through the local church. And I could go on and on. There's Kathy Littleton. Y'all know that she's in real estate. Do you know what she does with her real estate stuff? She uses that to bring people, to get people in church.
Amen.
We've got a couple sitting over here because of that. You've got a ministry to perform, to fulfill. God's laid it in your lap. There's Taryn Suter back there. She's my administrative assistant. That's a big title for just, she just does anything we need her to do. Amen. And I just looking around the room, you know, here's Billy Walker. He feels called to discipleship, and he's a great Bible teacher. He feels called to do that. And I could go on and on and on up in here this morning. There's Brenda back here. Her husband, Kevin. If you don't know Kevin, you need to meet him. But he feels called to do security out here on the parking lot with Mike and some other guys. And by the way, no active shooter will ever get in here alive. Half the people in our church are packing. I don't know where this came from, but anyways. All of you have a ministry to perform. Every single one of us. Here's Ronnie Fuller. Y'all, if you don't know how to fix it, he does. This brother can fix anything. Here's the prayer ministry right over here. JD's in charge of our prayer ministry. I could keep going with this. There's Terry Perry back there. Bless God. She's going, shut up, Brother Cal. Anyways, what's my point? You'll find your purpose. You'll find your identity. You'll find who you are in doing the ministry that God's laid on your heart in and through the local church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Anyone that's close by. Just tell them. Say, hey, man, it's all about Jesus. All right, here's the third thing. The local church is diverse in its reach, it's dynamic in its rationale or in its purpose, and the local church is devoted in its relationships. Woo, say relationships. Wow. He says, verse 3, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When you begin reading through Philemon and through those New Testament letters that Paul wrote and through the gospel accounts of Matthew, you soon begin to realize how important relationships are. Can I just tell y'all? Relationships are where it's at. All this other stuff is fluff and puff. Okay? It's okay to make a lot of money, but that's not what life's all about. It's all right to build bigger barns and bigger houses. That's okay, but that's not what this life's all about. By the way, I've done hundreds of funerals in my 30-plus years of ministry, and I have never heard one person say or one family say that was dealing with death, you know what, Brother Cal, I sure wished I'd have made another dollar. I sure wished I'd have built a bigger house. I sure wished I'd have bought a better car. I wished I'd have climbed one more ladder on that corporate, one more rung on that corporate ladder. You know what I hear folks that are in that state talking about? Relationships. Oh, I wished I'd have spent more time with my family, with my children. I wished I'd have done more for my grandchildren. I wished I'd have been a better husband to my wife. It's about relationships. By the way, that's why Jesus left heaven and came to this place. So that he might be in relationship with us. Relationships is where it happens. And don't you ever forget this. Not the only reason. God leads people to Second Mile Church. But the reason a lot of you are here is because somebody was a friend to you. I'm sitting here looking at Risa. I preached a funeral a couple years ago of a good friend of ours. And I hadn't seen Risa in probably 35 years. But you know who God put beside her at that funeral? Teddy bigger. And next thing you know, here's Risa and Johnny. You know? I mean, it's about friendships. And the reason people show up here is because somebody was a friend to them. And here's another truth. The reason that people stay is because of a friend. Relationships. Our relationship with Him and our relationship with others. That's the only thing you're going to take to heaven. Hallelujah. Man, I'm looking back here at Alex and Sam. They are always, they've got somebody with them today. Friends, friendships. Half of Fort Campbell has been through our doors because of the pastels. Hallelujah, y'all keep doing what you're doing. It's about relationships. Relationships. Man, Kim and Daryl, I didn't want to mention y'all again since we mentioned y'all last week. But you know who just stayed after them? Greg and Cindy Lee. And here they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't have time to go into the Fuller Kochenauer relationship. But my goodness, they are close. And all of y'all have friends. And our closest friends ought to be brothers and sisters in the Lord. Now, we're to be developing relationships with lost folks. Why? Yeah, yeah. But our closest friends are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we don't let that baby out preach me today, all right? Hallelujah, there's new life. Amen? There's new life. I'll take a crying baby in a service anytime, any day, any way. Doesn't matter. And so it's about relationships and building those relationships and keeping those relationships. And it's very interesting. Paul's wishing, he's praying grace and peace over these relationships. How many of you know God sustains us with grace in our relationships? Oh, hallelujah. Right. I'm telling you. My wife would have left me 100 times if it wasn't for the grace of God. And He gives us peace. And He gives us peace. I said He gives us peace. When we need it, He supplies the peace that we need. Why? So that our relationships might be good. Brothers and sisters, if you're out of kilter, if you're out of fellowship, if you're out of friendship, if you're mad, if you're upset with somebody, you ain't right with God. Amen. Hello? Amen. Well, I don't want to step on. It's already 10 o'clock and I'm already stepping on toes here. But listen, 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 listen. This life is all about relationships. It is. I don't know who you can be a friend to. Isn't it interesting how Paul calls Philemon our beloved friend and fellow laborer? To the beloved Apphia, she's the wife of Philemon. And Archippus, our fellow soldier who is fulfilling the ministry to God. I mean, relationships, gang. Be a friend to somebody. Get out of your comfort zone and minister to somebody. Relate to somebody. And it doesn't matter whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. God calls all of us in relationship. Y'all, that's good preaching, whether you understand that or not.
That's amen.
Yeah, it is, brother. Thank you. You know what I really enjoyed about our citywide revival? Y'all probably have already guessed. But I like being in relationship with some other folks. And I want to tell you, we had some amazing worship services. Diane and I were in 21 out of 30. Pastor Catherine Walker down here at the New Jerusalem Fivefold Ministries, she was at 30 out of 30. I don't know how she did it. But anyways, I was so blessed to be in work because I got a glimpse of the glory in how worship's supposed to take place in heaven. Sometimes you can hear a pin drop, and then other times it's like you're under Niagara Falls. Our praise ought to be great for the Lord. But I've gotten to know so many of these pastors in town through that revival. I knew them by name, but I got to know them. You understand what I'm saying? Through this last revival. And so we've had some of them over to our house to have fellowship with them. And it didn't matter what skin color they had. We got to get past that mess. Racism ought to be wasism. Amen? Sexism ought to be wasism. And so I want to just ask you today about your relationships. Is everything right in the body of Christ, in the local church? You'll find out who you are by serving in and through Second Mile Church. You'll be able to identify the ministry that God has called you to, and you'll be able to serve and fulfill God's purpose in your life. Ha! And you'll build some relationships that will last for all in eternity. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Now, if we were down here at Gethsemane, full gospel, and I'd have said that, the place would have got tore up. Give God some great praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Now, having said all of that, let me say this. The most important relationship is your relationship with the Lord. Jesus loves you so much, you can't do anything that'll make Him love you any more than He already does right now. He loves you, and He proved that love on Calvary's cross. He died in your place and in mine. He died. He gave His life. He laid His life down so that He could be in relationship with you. He took care of every sin you've ever committed. He took care of every sin that I've ever done. And He died for that. They killed Him. But bless God, He got up out of that grave 3 days later. And He is alive this morning. You won't find His bones anywhere because He's at the right hand of the throne of God today. There's a glorified humanity on the throne in heaven. And He's interceding on our behalf. But here's what I want you to know. If you have not received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I said Lord and Savior. I said Lord and Savior. The Bible says if you'll be willing to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And so you got to come to Him His way, and that's by repentance, turning from your sin and turning to Christ as your only means of salvation, just simply by calling on His name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you'd be willing to do that, His Spirit will come in and reign and rule over your spirit and show you the way to go, tell you what His purpose is, give you grace and peace. But you've got to come to Him His way. You've got to come to Him His way. And by the way, you'll never do anything good enough to receive that salvation. All you got, how do you receive a gift? Just by taking it. That's what salvation is, a free gift. I want to pray for us, and then we're going to have a hymn of response, a song of invitation. We're going to ask everybody in the room to come forward. Whatever your need is. But I want to especially pray for those of you that need Jesus. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I pray that those that are in this building, this sanctuary this morning, that are here, that need to be in relationship with Christ, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. Oh God, make it so. Give us the courage. Give us the boldness. Give us whatever it is that we need to receive Jesus. He died publicly for us. He was raised from the grave, and He is still appearing to men and women through the eyes of faith. Oh God, save souls, change lives here this morning. And for those that have been saved, that have great spiritual needs, oh God, fill this altar. Do whatever you need to do. We promise to honor you, bless you, praise you, and give you great glory. In Jesus' name. Let's all stand together quietly and reverently. This altar all across the room's open. You come. Just come on right now before we even start singing. Just come on.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.